Let us pray. Gracious God, bless the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts, that they might be acceptable in your sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So the movie Black Panther is the very first superhero film ever to be nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars. Directed by Ryan Coogler, who co-wrote the screenplay with Joe Robert Cole, the movie is based on the Marvel Comics character by the same name. The lead character, T'Challa, who is Black Panther, is played by actor Chadwick Boseman. Boseman also played Jackie Robinson in the movie 42. The story is about the Black Panther, who's not just a superhero, but when his father dies, he is also crowned king of the African nation of Wakanda. Once he's crowned king, his sovereignty is almost immediately challenged by an adversary who plans to abandon the country's isolationist policies and begin a global revolution. The other thing you need to understand about this movie is that the nation of Wakanda possesses a metal substance which comes from a meteorite, and this substance is called vibranium. Vibranium gives people amazing superpowers, and it's the same substance that causes Captain America's shield not to be able to break. Just a little, you know, tidbit there for those of you who are into superheroes. Vibranium has helped the Wakandans to develop an incredibly advanced society. And with their advanced society, including amazing technology, the Wakandans have chosen to isolate themselves, posing as a third world nation, so that people will not know of their advancements or their riches. Now, T'Challa, as the new king and the new Black Panther, must decide what kind of king he will be, and whether or not he will lead his people to build bridges to the world in great need, or remain separated and isolated. King T'Challa also has a sister named Shuri, she's played by Letitia Wright. She's brave, she's funny, she's intelligent, she's amazing with technology. And there are many warriors in this action film. Each character is proud of their heritage, of who they are. They're the type of heroes that inspire audiences. Now, I find at least two biblical themes in this movie, which also connect with the scriptures that you heard earlier today. The first theme is that of acknowledging our mistakes. Acknowledging our mistakes. Our scripture today from the letter of James reminds us of how important confessing our mistakes is for true healing and peace. Listen again to these wise words from James. For this reason, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous person is powerful in what it can achieve. The prayer of the righteous person is powerful in what it can achieve. In the movie, we clearly see how our actions can have powerful and long-reaching consequences. Early on in the film, viewers witness how the previous Black Panther, T'Challa's father, did something terrible in order to protect his country. He thought he made the right decision, but his mistake ultimately returns to wreak havoc on the family. Rather than admit any fault, those involved continue to make excuses for their actions. Only once T'Challa confronts them all is peace restored to this kingdom. The movie and our scripture from James remind us that trying to hide or cover up our mistakes out of personal embarrassment or fear will impact our lives and our effectiveness in the community. Scripture teaches us this: there can be no healing without truth. There can be no healing without truth. And a church that doesn't acknowledge its mistakes is doomed to repeat them. If we as Christians hope to be meaningful disciples for Christ, we must first have the courage to admit when we are wrong. It takes courage, but it makes all the difference in finding a way forward with true healing and peace. The second biblical theme that I see in this movie is about no isolationism. In Matthew's gospel reading, we are called to let our light shine, to be salt, to bring out the God flavors of this earth. As you heard from the Message version of the Bible this morning, here's another way to put it. You are to be light, bringing out the God colors of the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you on a hilltop, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you will prompt people to be open with God. The fictional country of Wakanda is certainly a sight to behold in the movie Black Panther. The futuristic metropolis is brimming with sound and color. Its people have a long history of prosperity. However, their thriving society has come at a cost. Throughout the film, viewers see how Wakanda has turned its back on the world. Its affluence has made their leaders petty and fearful. Rather than reaching out to those in need, the country chooses to put itself above others. Ultimately, this decision paves the way for a villain to seize control and bring out the worst in his people. There is a pivotal point in the story when T'Challa, as the new king and the Black Panther, uses the words that are found on the front of your bulletin today. He says this: Wakanda will no longer watch from the shadows. Now more than ever, the illusions of division threaten our very existence. We all know the truth. More connects us than separates us. We must find a way to look after one another as if we were one single tribe. As Christians, we are called to be salt and light to the world. We are called to be the peacemakers. We are called to be the world's spiritual guides. We are called to be the ones who stand up to injustice. We are called to build bridges rather than separate ourselves from others. For the truth is that more does connect us than separate us. And we must find a way, we must, to look after one another as if we were one single tribe. As if we were one single tribe. But like Wakanda, we too can become so consumed by our own self-interests that we shut the door on those in need. Instead of meeting our neighbors, we shun them. Instead of helping those in need, we turn them away in the name of self-protection. This is not the way that Christ calls us to live. Instead, we are called, like Wakanda does, to be light, to be salt, to be hope in the world. Pulling ourselves away from those who are not like us is not what God calls us to do. February is Black History Month, and earlier today we sang the song, This Little Light of Mine. Now, this song is a gospel song that came to be an anthem in the civil rights movement in the late 1950s and 60s, often mistakenly believed to have been sung on plantations during slave times. It was originally written by Harry Dixon Lowes, around 1920 as a children's song. During the civil rights movement, Zilphia Horton adapted the song and taught it to Pete Seeger. The song is famously tied to civil rights leader Fannie Lou Hamer. While being detained by police on her way back from attempting to register to vote with other members of her community, she began singing this song. This song, with its simple repetitive lines, with only one change per verse, leads us to learning quickly and singing along, perfect for bringing people together for a common cause. People sang this and other spirituals during the civil rights movement as a way of expressing unity as they fought for equal rights and freedom for everyone. Like the Wakandans, who have a little vibranium in each of them, there is a little light in each of us that makes each of us special. For some, it's a light that makes them kind and friendly, that shows that they're really curious, or that they have a love of animals, or music, or art, or the outdoors. For others, their very special light is a commitment to helping others, making sure that people are treated fairly, doing their part to make sure that justice and freedom are preserved. When we share our light, we appreciate and respect the lights of others, even when those lights are different from us. And all of this bonds us together in common unity. And when we share our light, community is built. And building community is what God is all about. This week, I challenge you to find a way to shine your light. Don't hide it under a bushel, but share it. Help build community. Be a bridge builder wherever you can. Be a bridge builder wherever you can. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen.